Though we hear more about the violent struggles, nonviolence actually has resulted in political change in recent history. The U.S. civil rights movement, Gandhi's Indian independence struggle, anti-apartheid resistance in South Africa, just a few examples. Now, the self-described protectors of Mauna Kea and Haleakala are rallying around a call for kapu aloha, a nonviolent way of conduct that organizers say guides their movement.
Active resistance through love. The consistency of that has been proven in many world conflicts. Here is another one.
Indigenous scholar-practitioner Manulani Aluli Meyer links the spirit of kapu aloha to nonviolent social change in other parts of the world.
Ahimsa has been a synonym for the kapu aloha, and it's given us much strength.
Ahimsa, meaning not to injure, was the basis of Mahatma Gandhi's approach to political change in India. Kapu aloha refers to a reverence, a feeling of connectedness.
I think that the kapu aloha is the energetic field that will bring what is perceived as a dual thinking system into wholeness. It's the only thing. We'll listen. They will listen. I know we are at the table. We will be at the table. There must be compromises on both sides, because that's the duality finding what is inevitable, which is wholeness. And that's what aloha brings us to. Nothing else does. Wholeness is our pono.
Morality.
And that's why this is a long-term commitment to transformation that our mountains inspire in us.
We do this for the love of, not for the defiance, not for the defense of, but for the absolute love of the place that you come from.
Aloha Aina movement member Luana Palapala Busby Neff.
And it's energy. When you give that aloha, when you acknowledge that aloha that's always been there, it really acknowledges you. In that there is also a firmness of being, to stand in courage and to release the fear of what needs to happen.
This movement is becoming a world-recognized one because of the spiritual nature of our commitment to love.
Kapu aloha. Hokulani Holt is Cultural Programs Director at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. How can we really begin to understand what this is about?
For me, go outside. Go outside. Appreciate the sunrise and the sunset. Appreciate how the waves move. Go outside. Because we have all chosen Hawaii to be our home. Whether we came here last week or we've been here for generations, we chose this place, and we love this place because of the place and because of the people who have come from this place. We're different. Yeah, we're different from other people when we come from this place. So come from this place. Go outside. Know your home.
What a pleasurable pursuit. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.